says in the Parsha, "Vasisem es chukoi sai, nes mishpot haitish meru vasisem oiso, v'yeshavtem al ha'oretz levetach." עוד פרק חופי פוסק יותחס, ועשיסם אסחוקו ישראל וסמשפו איתה תשמורו, וישבתם על האורץ לבטח, ונוסנו האורץ פיריו ואכלתם לסויבה, וישבתם לבטח עולר. סעיר זה שתק על האורד, המפורשים שטל, the first פוסק says, ועשיסם אסחוקו ישראל וסמשפו איתה תשמורו, ועשיסם אס האורץ, ועשיסם אויסם וישבתם על האורץ לבטח, you sit on the oretz secure, v'nos no oretz pirio, v'achaltem lo soiva, v'yeshavtem lo vetach oler. So Rashi says that the first levetach means that you'll be for sure that you're sitting there, and you don't have to go to different countries. You'll be secure that you'll not go to golus, because ba'avoyin shmita goyli. The second pasuk is v'nos no'aretz piriyah v'achaltem l'soiv v'yeshavtem l'vetach oleo shelo itidagu mibatzoiretz. The pasuk says v'ayta v'chisayim rum anoichal bashono ha'shvi'is hein lo'y nizra v'lo'y ne'esef es tfu oseinu. If we keep shvi'is, we will not have what to eat. V'tzivisi es b'rchosi lochem bashono ha'shishis v'oso et ha'tfu l'sholosh ha'shonim. V'zra'atem ואכלתם מן התבוא יושן הנשון והצ'יז על בויה. So, the Orachayim HaKodesh says בקצורו, the Malbim is masbid as ba'archove. When you read this psukim, it sounds very strange. First the Pesuk says, וישבתם לבטח. ונוס נאור אצפיריו, ואכלתם לסויבה, וישבתם לבטח עולר. Everything will be good. So the first thing is, ישבתם לבטח, you will not go to Golus. Second pasuk is v'yeshavtem lebetach oleo. Don't worry, you will have what to eat. This is the second one. V'yeshavtem lebetach, the goy will not chase you away from Eretz Yisrael. V'yeshavtem lebetach oleo, you will have what to eat. V'chisayim rum anoichal bashon ha'ashvis. Hey le'nizra ve'le'nesrif. Don't worry, v'tzivisi es birchosa. And what if a person will not ask manoichal? So it's mashma then will not be v'tzivisi es birchosa. Don't worry, the tzivisi is birchosi. V'asistem is mishpotai, yeshavtem levetach, yeshavtem levetach oleo, and you'll have what to eat, the tzivisi is birchosi. Why the pasuk has to shtel, v'chitoim ruman noichal, if you will be nervous what we will eat, don't worry, the tzivisi is birchosi. Zog do rachayim ha-kodesh, n'malbim is mazbos ba'archove. If a person will not say manoichal, Hashem will not do v'tzivisiyas b'chosi. And will not be food for 3 years. You know what would be? Food for 1 year. What would be? Oichel kimo v'mizborich b'me'eir. Now that they said manoichal, they worry, they don't have bitochen in the Ribbono shel Olam. So Hashem says no problem. He gives shefa for 3 years. Big trucks, house, but big storing places, big huge places, workers, a whole system, and you have food for 3 years. The first person that was really had real bitachon doesn't have to work hard. He works, he puts food, and he goes to vacation for 3 years. He eats one spoon, one piece of chicken is enough. He doesn't have 2 pieces of chicken. He's full. He can't eat 2 pieces of chicken. He's full. Oh, but the person is man noichal. He's starving. He has to go to every restaurant around. Now that he's partial starving. What is the nafkimina? The person that had bitachon doesn't have to work hard. The person that doesn't have the full bitachon, but man noichal. He's worried. He can't trust the Ribbono shel Olam. Salamol the Moshal was in Gemanchik. Sat and learned 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. His wife told him, how we will marry off our daughters? We have machen parnasse. And the koilel, you get a couple shekels. She said, I want to learn. He learned another year. His wife told him, you know, Ish mekadesh, kiddushin, you have to marry off. Come on, you got money, how do you have to give money, yeah? So he decided to go out to work. Baruch Hashem. Had an office, a building, street, works as 500 people working under him, running, flying from place to place, mamish, Baruch Hashem Kaveh, 18, 20 minutes a day, aber chutz from that mamish, you know, he's busy running around, and he runs hotels and nursing homes, and mamish, multimillionaire. Kids, it comes to Shiduchim, his daughter, you know, people, you know, the daughter of the Gvir, $1 million he has to give, and he has to make, you know, and the Hilton Dalton in Manhattan, he has to make a chasna. The kids are chasna cost him $1 million, this cost him a poke with the millions. Okay, when the chasna finishes by night, he comes home, he turns over to his wife, and Nesu went out to work, we'll never afford it. And the Rebbein Shalom laughed. If you would sit and learn, I would make that the richest person will want to marry off your daughter, and you will sit and learn all of your life, and be the same chasana, the same shidduch, there'll be the same happiness, and you would learn for another 20 years. You wanted to work? Baruch Hashem, you gave everyone to eat supper tonight. Give out it. Chisayim ruma neichal. And I el chayid. He goes and he works, says, you see? And says, I'll never afford it. Don't worry. Hashem has different ways. Just the belt. Oichel kimo mizborech b'meyov. The land of Hashem, Hashem gives them exactly what they have to. He makes them happy enough. He makes them to have what they need. I'm the person we see in the world nishtazeh. You don't see nishtazeh. The other people Hashem made their needs different, and they work. For 3 years, they work very hard. And then the matzliach. So he said, I needed it. Person goes to work, then you know, the teeth break, the fridge breaks, this, unless I went to work, you know, it cost me $2,000. Avadarness. He would not go to work, nothing would break. Your kids would be born with teeth with apples. He works, and all of his kids need dentists, and dos, and yens, and Baruch Hashem, he has parnosa, unless he went out to work. Now, a person has to know, Shmita, this is the essence, the side of the Emunah of Yiddishkeit. It's the side of the Emunah of Yiddishkeit. In our days, parnosa doesn't come from vegetables, tomatoes, and cucumbers. But in the old days, Be'etzem, the main parnosa of a Jewish person was the field. Every person wanted Adom, Chayzav, Yoyvel, Chayzav, Yoyvel, Lysov, Nachlo. This was the parnosa. Food they sold, they buy, and that's it. No one owned companies in different places. And Hashem says to leave everything, to have Bitochan and the Rebbein Shemayel. Because I'm the one that is giving the parnosa. And you know what it means? People didn't work the field. Hi, no problem. We just, you know, with a ship, they bring the food over from America, yeah? Was no food, was nothing more to eat. Loin Nizra veloin Esayf. Can't go to the store and buy, import. Was nothing more to eat. Yeah, that's what Hashem wanted. If you were not worried, be a little bit more to eat, and everyone would be full the whole Shemitah. Oichel kimo mizborech b'meir. If you're nervous and you don't trust the Rebbein Shalom, no problem. Hashem makes so much, you have to buy warehouses, buildings, food for 3 years. You know what it means? Person was working with sugar day and night. Chisayim hu manoicha bashana ashvis, helo nizra vele nesef is tvo sein. Before she says that, maybe another Zach, the Ravid, Rabbi Avrom ben Rambam, is Masbir, it says, V'yishavtem al ha'oretz levetach, V'nosno ha'oretz piryo v'achaltem l'seiva, V'yishavtem levetach oleo. V'yishavtem levetach oleo. So first levetach is, you'll be secure, the goy will not throw you away, and then levetach oleo, that you'll have oichel kimo mizborech b'me'eyem. The Ravid says the derech of the Ribbono Shel Olam is mishon u'miftoch la'tzadikim. First he's a mishon and then he's a miftoch. Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, Hashem gave oises u'mofsim b'Mitzrayim to mechazik de emuna. It was lechtech acharei b'midbor b'eretz leizeru, this was the shpitz emuna. V'yaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdoi. Hashem gives a little bit, a blink. If siyata dishmaya, that if you have bitochem, things work out. He gives a blink. If you trust that blink, mishon means secure. Miftoch means completely sit down, everything is taken care of. Mishon u'miftoch la'tzadikim. Yeshavtem levetach. Hashem starts to give siyata d'shmaya. You see it, he gives the ganze siyata d'shmaya. Some people, they don't want to see the beginning. They're waiting, when the mofsi will come, then they will have their emunah and bayra oilam. Hashem doesn't give it. Hashem gives a little bit, a mishon la'tzadikim. If you have the mishon, it's the miftach. This is the Seder HaPsukim. V'yashavtem al ha'oretz levetach. Then, v'nas na'oretz v'yashavtem levetach olero. If you feel the betach, Klal Yisrael was again, was no food in Eretz Yisrael. You know what it means in that days? It's a whole country, it's no food. Every country, every army could come and take over Klal Yisrael. They have to have bitoch and punkt verkehrt. If you don't keep Shemitah, you go to the Golus. If you keep Shemitah, you stay here. Punkt verkehrt. You have that, so Hashem gives the other bitoch. Oichlim kimo, v'yashavtem levetach choleo. Oichlim kimo mizborech. The person has to know that the mischazik in the munah, Hashem gives the whole time. Hashem gives the whole time to see. To see the siyata d'shmaya. To see the blink, Hashem gives it. So you have to open your eyes. If you open your eyes and you see the bitoch, then Hashem gives it. It was a mitzvah every 7 years. Every 7 years. And I want to know if we're speaking about the Pasuk later says Shabbos. You have to know, in the time of the, again, when the Torah was given, this was the Tzura Sadvori, was Shabbos. Every 7 days you had to leave the field. Just as they behind. You know, the business is running anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. You can't water it, you can't look after it. It's a pachat. Stab it off. Chazal, everyone knows the Chazal. Mashmita be'ar Sinai, of kol ha-mitzvahs be'ar Sinai. So the Shaila is, okay, so what, but why Shmita? Say, Ichveis, Kiddushin, ma Kiddushin be'ar Sinai? Kesef be'ar Shtar v'dir ala digdukim, of kol poteo v'digdukeo. Why Mashmita be'ar Sinai, of kol be'ar Sinai? But the Torah says the Shmita is a mitzvah that is mechanichas, how to live with the Gashmias. How to have the Olam Hazeh. People have mitzvahs ruchnias, but they don't know how to handle the Olam Hazeh. The Olam Hazeh stirs the ruchnias. Mitzvah Shmita is geboit to mafkir yourself in Gashmias, to have bitochen in Boir Olam. This is the chefze of the mitzvah. Kol ha-mitzvahs are the same. Ein lecho odom. That is matzliach in ruchnias if he doesn't leave the Gashmias. If you misasik in the Gashmias, a cheshman of ruchnias. You only can keep mitzvahs when you have bitochen in Boir HaOilam. You have bitochen. Person has bitochen. I will sit and learn, I will not lose. I will not miss out. When a person has a bitochen, then he's matzliach. The Mele Hashem gave mashmita be'ar Sinai. This the mitzvah. This yisoid is like a mitzvah. As in our Sinai, kol ha-terikula is like that. Kol ha-terikula is a binyana. Then we have miyad Parshas Bechukoisai. Parshas Bechukoisai is really the parsha of the yeshiva light. Im Bechukoisai teleichu zok rashi, yocho ze kiyum ha-mitzvahs, kshu ha-emar z mitzvahisai tishmeri kiyum ha-mitzvahs, homani mekayim Bechukoisai teleichu, shetiyu ha-meilim batoyro. I want really to speak about two parts. The yeshiva light b'chukoisai and the anshe ha'maise b'chukoisai. And both of them are nirmas in this parsha. We'll start. Talmid chochem koidem. If you have to save two people from drowning, you have to save the person that's a talmid chochem, not a person that is not a talmid chochem, even if he does mitzvahs kol hayom kuloi. The halacha, you have to save a talmid chochem koidem. First we'll learn the Bechukoisa from Talmid HaChomim, and then we'll learn the Bechukoisa from the Anshe HaMaisa. Homani mekayim Bechukoisa teleichu shetiyu ha-meilim batoyo. The Foshim matot zach, where it says in Bechukoisa teleichu shetiyu ha-meilim batoyo. But maybe before that, doesn't say in Bechukoisa teleichu shetiyu loim deitoyo. In Bechukoisa teleichu shetiyu ha-meilim batoyo. What is a meilim batoyro? What is the meaning of a meilim batoyro? What is a meilim batoyro? Bechukoisai teleichu shetiyu a meilim batoyro. What is the meaning of a meilim batoyro? The Mefarshim say, learning Torah is also mitzvah yisei tishmeru. It's a mitzvah to learn Torah. Rashi says, im ha-mitzvah yisei nema ha-mitzvah yisei tishmeru. Homan imakem b'chukai yisei teleichu shetu yamelim b'tayu. To sit and learn, that's a mitzvah yisei tishmeru. It's a mitzvah, but gisa b'yem ha-valayla. We're talking about something else. An amolo shel Torah. Shmuel Ozovsky would say, alemol, teleichu, that it's a part of you, it's only if you amal b'tayu. If you're not Omer Bateir, it doesn't become a part of you. The Taz says, "Ein atoyro miskayemes elo b'mishem mei misa atzmo." Shenem ha'odom ki yomus ba'oyel v'zeu sha'omrum b'chukoy sa'iteleichu shetiyu ha'meilim b'toyro. A person can sit and learn all of his life, and he's not Omer b'toyro. He says, "She'ein divrei Torah miskayim mitoich tainug." Guy sleeps how much he wants. He wakes up 12 o'clock. He learns for a couple hours. Sigornish. Maybe it's Mada. He knows information. When he's tired night setter, he closes the Gemara. He's learning what is convenient for him. It's Nishkin Omer Batayo. This is a limit. It's Nishkin Omer Batayo. Reb Chaim Voloshiner brings down in the Akdom of the Sefer Mitzniyuse that the Maggid came to the Goyen and he wanted to teach him Kol HaTorah Kulo. And the Goyen told him, "I don't want. Ein Ritzoini," this is the Loshin of the Goyen, "Kim Betoiro Shel Omol." The Maggid came, he would know all the information, he would know Kesesh Tavavi, Avzak, the Ganser, Hashbun, Rashi, the Ritfo, he would know the whole sugya. But yeah, the Maggid will tell him, it'll be like. He says, "No, but I want Torah with Amolo Shel Torah. I want Amolo. What is Amolo? Till 12 o'clock by night, till 1 o'clock by night. I don't want that the Maggid will tell it to me." He said, a maskil came to the Chofetz Chaim, and he asked him, "Why?" It's an easy way, you know, you could learn Torah quickly. He said, "I'll give you a marshal." Person is walking in a highway, and is a whole big wagon, mamish, with horses running one way. And he's walking on his feet, but he has to go the other way. So the guy tells him, "If you're walking by your feet, go on the wagon, it's mamish kishmak." He says, "Yeah, but it's going the other way." He said, "How about these easy ways to learn? It goes the other way. What is the point of sitting on that wagon?" Said the Chofetz Chaim, "I'm getting nowhere. I need to go today. I want to lehar Hashem. I want to become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam." "No, it's the easy way. Just take it easy. Take it easy. I'll get more," like the Chofetz Chaim. They say over the famous Maiseh, the famous Maiseh, and the Netziv, was a big shaila from the Esrog that came from Eretz Yisrael. It was a shaila from Shvitz. So they bring it to the Netziv and the Reb Chaim. So the Netziv took the Esrog, and they took it to Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim didn't want to make a bracha on it because it was Motzi Shviz. We're choishes to the Rambam that we go Bosa Roiv Giduloi. We get the whole chesh with the sugya. So Reb Chaim was choishes that Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. Reb Chaim didn't want to make a bracha. The Netziv heard about it. So he heard that his enikel Reb Chaim Brisker doesn't want to use this esrog. So he was learning the sugya very stark. 4 o'clock in the morning, he got to the maskona. He had the whole cheshbon. So he sent to call the Einikol to come. So Reb Chaim came running at 4 o'clock in the morning to his house. And the Netziv started telling the whole Shul Torah. So Reb Chaim said, "Just 1 second, I'll do Birkas HaTorah." So Reb Chaim started to do Birkas HaTorah. When he finished, he found the Netziv crying like a baby. So he asked him, "Zeyde, what's your kishen?" He said, "The person that I know that will be next Gadol HaDor is sleeping 4 o'clock. Velche doir v'zayin in Klal Yisrael. The next Gadol is sleeping 4 o'clock in the morning, he has to say Birkas HaTorah? What kind of doir is going to grow here? I'm crying that Torah is going down." Person has to have a amolo shel Torah. In b'chukoy say teleichu shetiyu ameilim b'toiro. Person has to measure himself. I'm omel b'toiro. But they say a famous vote. Someone had a baby. Baby was waking him up by night. He couldn't sleep. So he went to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Speaking about that, he told him, "You know, I have tzad gedol banim. You know, my baby is crying, and you know, two little kids are fighting, and brother and sister are fighting love. So Reb Chaim Shel Leib told him, in Shuldik, Dosi Nishken Tzar Gidul Bonim. Dosi is Gidul Bonim. Tzar Gidul Bonim, I wish you would not know what it is. Dosi is Gidul Bonim, Dosi Nishken Tzar Gidul Bonim. Person thinks that Amoru Shel Teir is that he didn't speak in Seder, morning Seder, he learned straight. And night Seder, he left 11 o'clock, and second Seder, he's here from 3 to 7. Dosi Nishken Amoru Shel Teir, Dosi is Teir. Amoru Shel Teir is 1 o'clock by night, Friday from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Shabbos 20 hours, that's Amoru Shel Teir. Not, to learn like a man, just is Torah. It's not going to be a Torah. Bochum asks, well, why we don't become Gdolim? I learned in Yeshiva. In Bechukoi say, Teleichu shetiyu ameilim betoiro. Shetiyu ameilim betoiro. Shekidshonu mitzvah yisa vetzivonu lasoik bedivre toiro. Not lilmoi divre toiro. Not lodas divre toiro. Some people ask that, so why not? They want to know halacha, they want to know that. Very wichtig. It's very geschmack. It's not what Hashem is looking for. Hashem is looking lamol b'toiro. Not to have, you know, 400 mishnah buras. You have to know halacha. It's not together our parsha. There's no broch on it, and there's no shvach on it. Hashem, you have to know information. To know information, it's nishken lamol b'divrateira. Even to memorize, it's also not lamol b'divrateira. Amor shorteiro. Parash bo, chas bo, teis esrit. No chapshat teis esrit. No chapshat in teis esrit. It's hard. But this is what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants. In Bechukoi Zayi Teleichu, Rav Shach says in the Hemshech HaPosuk. I know it's very scary, but I heard it from Rav Shach. Ve'im Bechukoi Zayi Timosu, ve'gol onav shi'eschem. פקטר רב שח, אדון עשתה, אם בחוקוי סי תלכו שתהיו המילים בתוירו, ואם בחוקוי סי תימוסו, I wonder if it's parif, he just leaves 11 o'clock by night. He doesn't stay till 2 o'clock by night. He doesn't come Friday. אבל, he's not בחוקוי סי תימוסו. אני אומר רב שח גדות, and he said, their mensch is מויס תוירו, and he's מויס on me. זה מה אומר לשבוס עם רב שח. ארז מויס תוירו, אין באמצע. אז בחוקוי סי תלכו, ואם לאו חוקוי סי תימוסו. He says, you see it later in life. These people are not מחשיב לא מדתיירו. There's no in the middle. If a person is מחשיב תוירו, he's עומד בתוירו. And if you see him that he's not מחשיב תוירו, he's a מויס תוירו. There's no something in between. Why is nothing in between? I remember the שבוס מה אבשח. אבשח was shaking. I remember what I'm saying. אבשח was shaking. אם בחוקוי סי תלכו, and if not, אם בחוקוי סי תימוסו. There's no something in between. Person thinks, I'm in between. I don't have to buy, I don't have to learn Friday. Nishtraz asach. It's b'chukoy say timosu and Rav Shach said, there is most of mir. There is most of mir. There's most. There's nothing in between. This is our b'chukoy say. The Ma'ir B'Shemesh brings down in b'chukoy say telechu for the Anshe HaMaise. Beautiful, beautiful, and it's good to know it. So the fact, what is b'chukoy say telechu? Why does it say b'chukoy say tehegu? B'chukoy say tehegu. B'chukoy say tamlu. Why we say, onu ha-meilim ve-hem ha-meilim. Onu ha-meilim ve-mekablim schar, ve-hem ha-meilim ve-einu mekablim schar. No, so the world animal asks a kasha, what's the pshat? Onu ha-meilim ve-hem ha-meilim. Onu ha-meilim ve-mekablim schar, ve-hem ha-meilim ve-einu mekablim schar. They also get schar. They make business. Onu ha-meilim ve-hem. Onu rotzim ve-hem rotzim. Onu rotzim chayil ve-boim rotzim le-ber shachas. Ber shachas. Onu ha-meilim ve-mekablim schar, ve-ein ha-meilim ve-mekablim schar. So everyone knows the famous droshes that I'm sure you heard when you were born already, that in Torah you get schar for the omol, even if nothing comes out of it. Even if you tried, you are 5 hours, you didn't chap a teisvus, you also get schar. In the world, if the deal passes through, you get money, if not, not. So they don't get schar for the omol, they get schar for the production. We get schar for the omol. That's the famous one. Aber the Ma'ir B'Shemesh says a gewaldig gesach. He says, in the chukoy say telechu, we're not speaking dafka on loim de toyo. We're speaking even on balabatim that have to go to oilam ha-maise. But the shayle, why they're going to oilam ha-maise? A person could go to the oilam ha-maise because he wants to have money, he wants to enjoy. And a person could go to the oilam ha-maise not because he wants to have money, and not because he wants to enjoy. He's going to Olam HaMaisa because he wants to have money that he could sit and learn, that he could support learn the Torah, that he will have more time to learn. Even when he's Oisek, in Bechukoi say Telechu, even when you Telechu, you machshava is for Torah, you machshava is for Achzokas Torah. Ono Amelim Ve'em Amelim. Both was going to work. But we get schar of loim the Torah when we go to work. Because we're doing it for the right purpose. To read inside. But there are cause, in the Chukoi say to Leichu, Pirush, שמע ליחוסם שאתם מסאלחים לאסס מלאכתכם לא ויתרו לבסייכם בשביל חוקו ישראל כדי שתורלח לך בתרא שלהם מדייך שתהיו המילים בתרא שאתם המילים לצריך הפרנס בשביל התרא עוז בירוי סירצי כמלוסכם יוציא בעמלכם במילי יוגד אסחר says, אני המיל והם המילים אני אומר ממלאכתי ואף לכן אני מקבל שכר על המולי וממילי ואין אני מקבל שכר מפני שאני משקים לדברת תרא because I'm משקים I go to learn in the morning I try to make clear סיתים לתרא אני משקים מהם משקימים אני משקים לדברת תרא I wake up that I could have דברת תרא I have a Sunday off I go to learn I get up an hour for that I haven't shared before אני אומר לי, אני משקים לדברת תרא ומשקים לדברים בתהילים. They go to the gym for an hour before they go to work. I go for an hour to learn. אז במילא, אני אומר והם המילים. אבל אני משקים והם משקים. But he says, גיבלתי יסוי. How you know, how a person could say, oh, say, you know, I'm from the Bukhukoysa, from the Balabati. Yeah? You know where is the Nafkemina? When you go over to him, and he needs to help בני תרא, he helps? He says, no, okay, you know, I will give them epis. But the rest, I want for myself. If, when he has the extra money, he gives it besimcha to teire, besimcha to learn the teire, then his whole purpose is the divra teire. He has extra time, he sits and learns. Comes to Yisrael, chaps around learning. Then, he gets a schar. In bechukoi say teleichu, this is what he says. It doesn't say in bechukoi say tamlu. Because the Torah was merame, zog the Meir v'shemesh, also the Anshe HaMaiseh. So by the way, we have the Pshutei Shel Mikro, but a person has to be Omel B'Torah, but even a person cannot do it. But what is this Matorah? So a person is Shvach. He can't. But he goes to sleep early, because he wants to have a Kayach tomorrow to get up and learning. But, so then, even if he can't learn every hour, his sleeping becomes Teiridik is sleeping. I say, Alamol, the famous Chofetz Chaim al HaTeira. Chofetz Chaim al HaTeira says that one of the Amiroim, Avikoi Beirav, Velo Yposak Pume Megirse. Velo Yochal Malachamoves Lashtaue Baadei. Malachamoves cannot kill him, because he was sitting and learning. But time to die came. So he went and he sat on the tree outside, and the whole Besmedosh collapsed. Also, Yosheva Arze de Beirav, Boka Arze de Beirav, Yochile. Fried Chofetz Chaim, why he had to break the Bismedosh to kill the Talmid Chacham? He doesn't go to the bathroom. In the bathroom, you're not allowed to think and learn. It's aveir if you think and learning in the bathroom. Kill him in the bathroom. He went to sleep. He didn't want to sleep. A lot of people didn't wake up. There's a list of people who went to sleep and never woke up. I mean, the Malachim always could kill when you sleep. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, if you're sitting and learning, and you're sleeping to have koyach to learn, all the night you get schar, more from our learning, that it's a learning that the Malachimovas can kill you then. You go to the bathroom, you get schar in the bathroom. So such are merhatzes. A guy can go to sleep, he wants to have koyach to learn. He sleeps 8 hours by night, 8 hours of learning. But if he goes to sleep, and in the morning, a battle tzachabisu, so not only the 2 hours that he's shmusing and seder go for a waste. The whole 8 hours by night, they go to a waste. A person is masmi, it's not only he's adding an hour by night seder, he's adding an hour by morning seder. All of his 8 hours of sleep. A person needs to relax a little bit. You know, after nacht seder, he needs to relax for an hour. Because if not, his head gets rusted. Seder, if he's really doing that, he will get schar. He could schmooze outside the hour of his medrash and go to Gan Eden. Malachim Avos can't kill him when he schmoozes. if when he's learning he really uses his time. A person needs to rest. Even if doing Seder to go out twice, Cholilo. Also, if he needs that, he gets Chach. Oh, but a person thinks sometimes, okay, so I battle Tzach a little bit. Instead of Chafetz Chaim, he loses hours. Velo yochal malach habobis lashtaue ba'adei. Malach habobis cannot kill him. And b'chukoy say teleichu. Zogt ha dehalicha, zogt ha moyo b'shemesh. Not the learning. Oh, but b'chukoy say, shetu ha-melim ba'teire. You want to learn. You want to have atzlocha in learning. It's hard for you to learn with Techat Chak. So you oisek, it gets chav. I want to finish with a vote for Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It's a sharp vote, but I saw it in Mur Sforim also, he brings it down. Reb Chaim Kanievsky zogt, says that in the chukoy say teleichu, the satik ishmeichem beito, the nosno oretz yevula. Maybe I'll say before that a vote from Obeyes and Ibishitz. Both from Rebbeinu and Eibishitz. I think it's more wichtig. It's more wichtig. Says both from Rebbeinu and Eibishitz. We have time. We get Reb Chaim Kanievsky also. It means that Eibishitz given free. Im bechukoy say teleichu v'zimitzvah say tishmeiru v'nosati gishmeichem beitom v'noslo haoretz yivulo. So. V'yisig lochem daish es botzi v'botzi yasig es zora. V'achaltem v'nosati sholem baoretz. Does it does? Someone learns, you know what it'll be rain, it'll be fruits, potatoes, apples. Where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money here? There's no promise of money here. So this is Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a vote if we get time. No, we haven't. Hey! Sabrocha Hashem, im tishmu. You know, if you learn, it'll be raining, it'll be potatoes, it'll be peace. It's a grace of Zach. What's the grace of Zach? What's the grace of Zach? What'll be? Will be rain. So the rain is in Ibishitz. It rains anyways. It doesn't rain. It's raining the whole time. Here, dear, doesn't rain. Zokter Hazay. Chazal say that why Hashem makes it not to rain? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mis'avel et tfilosan shel tzadikim. Hashem wants the tzadikim to daven. So he doesn't make it to rain. But Mela, we make atzeres tfile. Kol ze'oko nehi arima. And it rains. Lo yodu kshomim, itchilu mis'anim, the whole Mishnah Tainis. Why Hashem gives tzores? He wants people to daven. One of the big reasons of tzoros is for davening. It's also yisurim mechaprim. Misave, the obis didn't have kids for years. Yitzchok was oko v'akoro. Misave, Kadosh Baruch Hu l'tfilos l'shel tzadikim. So why sometimes it doesn't rain? It's like Rabbi Yisrael Aibish. I'm saying a vote for Rabbi Yisrael Aibish. It's a mekubal given Rabbi Yisrael Aibish. All the shamest, all the... Hashem doesn't give rain, he wants people to daven. Zokta, but if you're sitting and learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Amolei Toiro more from Tfilas and Tzitkas. Memele, he doesn't have to bring the rain anymore. He doesn't have to stop the rain. He stops the rain, Amo rains in the end. But sometimes he stops the rain, still make Atzeres Tfilas. But Hashem is Mis'avel Amolo Shel Toiro, Yoisa Mitzitkas. So I don't know, a person has two options. To sit and learn, or to go face up north to a cave. What Hashem wants more? What Hashem is more misave? A guy that learned another hour, or a guy that went to a cave? So okay, Benish and Ibish, it's a person that sat and learned for an extra hour. Hashem is happier with him, and is upsetter with this guy. Who is Rotsu Lifnei Hashem? The people that were here, or the people that were not here? The people that were here. I don't mean nothing specific. I know, Mishnah Gev. I think no one went anyways, Mishnah Gev. But as I said, Rabbi Yisrael Aibishitz. Rabbi Yisrael Aibishitz, you have to know, was from the Gedoyle HaMekubolim. Rabbi Yisrael Aibishitz was from the Gedoyle HaMekubolim. The whole machlekes with Rabbi Yankov Emdin was that Rabbi Yisrael Aibishitz, they were tiny, Rabbi Yisrael Aibishitz, that with all the shemes, with all the sichudim, you have Teres Yenison here. He says, תאבוסי של השם לעמולי תוירו גדוי לו מתאבוסי של השם לתפילוסי של צדיק. This is what the Pesuk says. You will learn what will rain. Rain rains, it rains all of that, yeah. But it rains, where it says that it doesn't rain because you don't daven, everyone knows. Rashi and Chumash Bereishis. Ve'eid ya'ale mil ha'oretz, ve'hishko es ha'oretz, ve'geshem ayin. So it's Rashi. She'geshem bo al yidei tfilosu she bnei odom, ve'kozman shelo yo'odom harishin she'yispale lo yo'odu k'shomim. Geshem comes down, so it's Rashi in Bereishis, b'schus someone davens. The Pesuk is coming to say, so Rebbeinu Shnei Bishitz, im b'chukoy sayte leichu, שתהיו עמלים בתוירו, this could bring the rain. Normally what brings the rain? The tefillah. המולי תוירה gives the ריבונו של עולם more נחס. The lotion is, שהקדוש ברוך הוא יויסר מסעב אל המולי תוירה. שהקדוש ברוך הוא יויסר מסעב אל המולי תוירה. Let's stop here.